Trust in the divine.
Can we trust in the divine? Do we really know how to trust in the divine? Do we really believe in trusting in the divine? Have we really considered what it means to trust in the divine? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Trust in the divine. We say, let go and let God. We say, believe. We say, accept the truth and it is yours. We say all of these wonderful statements, but do we know what they mean? Do we care what they mean? Do we understand what they mean? Or are we merely making vacant platitudes? So often, we're just making vacant platitudes, making statements that have no foundation, that have no experience in our life. But if we were to say, trust in the divine, then we would be saying something we can readily understand. Now, first of all, is there a divine? Is there a creative cause that brought the universe into being? Is there something, so to speak, greater than we are? And like Ernest Holmes would say, there's something greater than we are, and we can use it. Is there something greater than we are? Well, think about it. How can anything be greater than we are if it is us and if we are it? Now, are we divine? Oh, yes. We have evidence of it galore. From all of the structural evidence to the spiritual evidence to the wisdom evidence to just unlimited evidence that is cast upon us every moment, showing us that we really are divine. We can do things that it's utterly amazing. And we can really do things more utterly amazing if we would just let go and let that divine that we are be itself and express itself. If we would trust in the divine. Now, I'm going to say to you, I want you to go to school. And in school, and you're, let's say, 10, 12 years old. And I want you to go to school and I want you to learn. And I want you to learn arithmetic, writing, reading, spelling, grammar, language. I want you to learn all of these things because you're going to want to apply them in your life. And as you study these things, language and grammar and mathematics, you think to yourself, how in the world am I ever going to apply those things in my life? Where would I ever have the need for algebra or trigonometry? Or where would I ever have the need for science? Where would I ever have the need? I'm not interested in science. I'm not interested in these things. Where would I ever have the need for it? Well, you don't know. You don't know. People like Einstein and like Edison, they didn't get along well in school, because they were always three jumps ahead of where the teacher was. And they were always farther ahead in the attitude consciousness of the class. And so they didn't fit in the class. And they had to be disposed of from time to time. Now, this super genius, this super awareness, unguided, is tough. So you need a class for advanced students, for students who are a little ahead of the rest of the group for whatever reason. They listen within, they believe in themselves, and all these good things. Now, do they need mathematics? Well, when you get right down to it, they are mathematics. They think in mathematics. They think in these formats, in all of these techniques. But you see, to think in these formats and not be able to describe it, or not be able to let the people that you're associating with in your everyday life realize where you are in consciousness, is a very difficult task. We want to trust in the divine, which is the wisdom within us, the allness within us that we really have access to. We want to trust in it, but the thing is, are we ready to believe in it so completely that we just follow it. Now, you can be absolutely magnificent in every area of your life, and you are. And when you start listening to every area of your life express itself and be itself, then you are being something rather spectacular. You're being something rather amazing. But you don't know why you want to learn or should learn mathematics. You don't know why you should learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. You don't know why you should learn all these basics, because you're thinking in a realm far beyond the basics. The world and you want to communicate. You want to be together. You want to understand each other. You and the world, you want to get along. You want to be in happiness together. But you cannot be in happiness together if you cannot communicate. And this is why language has been developed over the thousands of years. This is why mathematics has been extrapolated into its present form. This is why all of the things of communication have been developed and are being developed better and better all the time. Now, 20 years ago, maybe 30, but 20 years ago, if I had talked to you about computers and about how computers can do this and that and how computers can understand these various things and how they can quickly reveal information and so forth, you would have laughed at me and said, I'm not interested in computers. They're too confusing. They're too technical and stuff like that. It just doesn't fit my life. Doesn't fit my life pattern. And you would want to run away from it, because you love the status quo. You love being right where you are. But in that 20, 30 years, the young people grew up with computers, and they grew up with computer games. And these computer games allowed them to move into their divinity, move into their wisdom, move into the allness, and they began to understand things that they had never understood before. And a lot of them never understood what they were understanding, because it has never been described before. But because they let themselves go and they followed their inward drive, their inward direction, using games to reveal how computers work and reveal how things are done, the quickness of their mind, the rapidity of their thinking, and their ability to comprehend accelerated at such a rate of speed that today our children, our families, our educators, our programs know more than 100 times or 1,000 times or more than that of what we knew in the 20s and the 30s, the 40s and the 50s, 1920, 1930, 1940, 1950, and so on. And what we knew was so naive, you might say, compared to what is known today. And I love what's happening in the field of knowledge. Today they say that butter is bad for the system and it's bad for this. And tomorrow they say butter is excellent, butter is wonderful, butter is fantastic. And then a few days ago they said that coffee will kill you and destroy you and take away everything. And today they're saying coffee keeps you from having cancer, it keeps you from having this, that, and the other thing. And coffee is good for the body, and 5 or 6 cups a day is what you should be doing. Now, maybe tomorrow they'll come up with a new program and say that, again, coffee should be done in different ways, or maybe you should use coffee in different ways. And already they're coming up with ways and saying that coffee has certain poisons in it that are used to protect the coffee beans and so forth, and from the places from that it's raised. Oh, it'll be a never-ending story. It'll be a never-ending story about coffee, up and down, in and out. Never-ending story about butter, good, bad, indifferent. It'll be a never-ending story about food and its various aspects. It'll be a never-ending story about what man learned about life. And all of it 100% of it, my beloved friends, 100% of it is incorrect. For man is a thinker, and thoughts are things. Man is a thought, and everything man does is thought. Man will come to the conclusion, in a very realistic and a very positive way, not too long distant future, will come to the realization that he doesn't need food, that he enjoys food merely because it's a delightful pastime and a communicative pastime where you sit and eat with other people and share conversations and think together. What do they say about the think tank? And what do they do in the think tank? Oftentimes they have coffee or tea or something of that nature. And sometimes people will sit around the dinner table or the coffee table or the table at the restaurant after all the food has been eaten and all the tables cleaned and you're having your cup of coffee and maybe having a cocktail or something of that nature. And so what do? Then's when the deep thinking begins to take place. Then's when the mind of the man, the mind of the woman, the mind of humanity reaches into its divinity and reveals all the knowledge and wisdom that's there to be revealed. And to be sure, not all of it, but a lot. And it's wonderful. Are you ready for living your life to trust in the divine? Are you ready to say, yes, I know. What I know today is but a smidgen of what I will know tomorrow. And what I will know in 10 years from now is nothing compared to what I will know 50 or 100 years from now. What will the various centuries bring? What will the various time frames bring in my life? Just the revelation of more and more of the divine in me. And the lifespan continues to expand. And how wonderful that is. And with it, good health is on the horizon for all humanity. And with it, a happy, healthy, harmonious life. Now, with it, if we could just train people to not need to tell other people what to do and how to think and how to act, we would be in a world of harmony and peace, and war would not exist. And that would be quite lovely, wouldn't it? But those are all things that trusting in the divine allows it to reveal in you and me, that there is no need for conflict. The delight is in harmony, peace, right action, and truth. Name this for yourself, claim this for yourself, live this for yourself, and enjoy trusting in the divine. And realize that you're on the mere threshold of infinite awareness, infinite wisdom. But you are on the threshold. And it does already exist. And our gift is to reveal it through us. Reveal it already existing through us in our life. It's okay for us one day to say yes, and the next day say no, and the next day to say yes again, and contradict ourselves 100 times. That's all part of revealing, because we reveal that it can't do this, but then it can do this, and if it can't do this, then it can't do that, and that can't do doesn't make any sense anymore. And all of these things flow in their perfect divine pattern. And the perfect divine pattern is your life and my life. I trust in the divine. I let go and let the divine in me reveal itself every moment of my life. I desire to be the voice of the divine. I desire to be the mind of the divine, the expression of the divine, the brain of the divine. The brain of the divine. How wonderful. And can I ever go wrong? there is no wrong to go. There's only adventures to take. Adventures in awareness. Sometimes I'm more aware than other times, but always adventures in awareness. And how great that is. Join me on my adventure in awareness as you experience trusting in the divine. I love you. I love you. I love you.